BJ and Jamie.
Let's get to the Deion Sanders thing because Spadil's been working hard to get the audio for us. If you remember, it was just, a couple of months ago or so circulating that Deion Sanders could be leaving Colorado. He addressed it and he said, nope, not going anywhere. We're going to plant a flag up on the hill. Right. I'm here to stay with me and my family. You got the audio?
Yeah.
All right, go ahead and play it for us. This is Deion.
I'm elated where I am. I'm happy where I am. I can't wait to see what the future beholds. Where I am, and I love Boulder, Colorado. So I have every intention, every plan in the world to be coaching for the Colorado Buffs from here on. Yeah. I want to finish here. So I want to put the flag. 15. I want my names on the mountains out there. I want to put my flag down in Colorado.
Flag. Got to put the flag down.
And he said his name in a mountain. Really?
Yeah.
Just say Deion. So I know we have the word mines in one mountain, but now we're going to have Deion.
I think he's going with Pride.
Pride
Mountain. Yeah. Well, all that's changed. It looks like now he is in talks to go to the Dallas Cowboys.
Well, yesterday it was supposedly L.A., right? Was it L.A.? No, it was Las Vegas. Las Vegas, supposedly, the rumor has it. He's never addressed this, though, which is odd. But supposedly he reached out to Las Vegas, and he and Tom Brady were supposed to be bro bras. But I guess they said, no, we're not interested. Allegedly, we have no proof of this. It's just all up in the air. But this one, we do know that the Dallas thing, we actually have Deion's comments about this, that they, in fact, Jerry Jones did reach out to him.
Jerry Jones is the owner of the Dallas Cowboys. He's also confirmed, Jerry has confirmed, that he is in talks with Deion Sanders to become the head coach.
Yeah. Now, I don't know if this was spoken word or was this audio what Deion's
coming. I think it's spoken word I can't find the audio this morning.
All right. So here is what Deion said about Jerry Jones reaching out to him. Okay. It says this. To hear from Jerry Jones is truly delightful and it's intriguing.
Mm-hmm.
Let me read that again. And it's intriguing.
Well.
Let me read that again. And it's intriguing.
Yes, it is.
Sanders spoke to ESPN Monday night. He said, I love Jerry and believe in Jerry. I love him and I believe in him. After you hang up the phone and process it and think about it, it's intriguing.
All right.
That's the second intriguing he's used. But I love Boulder and everything there is about our team, coaches, our student body, and the community. But I must say that because I'm under contract. No, he didn't say that last part.
Look, I don't, you know what? Nothing against Deion. If he wants to go, let him go. Whatever, you know.
Oh, but it's going to jack up the Buffs, though.
Uh-huh. If you're a Buffs fan, and you'll maybe even contribute to the university. Does this really irritate you that the guy came here for 2 years and all of a sudden the NFL, the bright lights, and he's going to bolt on you?
And what about that kid we just brought here?
Yeah, the number one prospect out of high school.
He's the number one ranked prospect quarterback like coming into the draft.
And didn't Deion promise him
basically,
I'm not going anywhere?
Yeah.
Intriguing, isn't it?
I got a feeling Jerry Jones has said, hey, here's what we'll do. We'll trade up. We'll take Shadur. Okay?
Yeah.
We'll get him. We'll grab you as the head coach. And he's like, oh, man, family affair. Let's do it.
Yeah.
I know. Something like that's cooking. I'm telling you.
Did your phone just go off?
Yeah. Powerball Pete.
It probably is.
It probably is Powerball Pete.
Yeah. He likes to chime in his 2 cents here.
Yeah. Coach Powers going.
Pete says, Deion's a schmuck. Thanks, Pete.
Thank you, Pete. Thank you.
Have a good day, buddy.
That was worth the ding and the interruption of the show.
Schmuck.
Well, a lot of people said, let him go. He's a sociopath, a hypocrite, and a liar. Bye-bye. Wow. Ooh.
Look, you can't really blame him, though. I mean, it's a coaching world out there.
Well,
that's how they do it.
Yeah.
His dream is to coach his kid in the NFL. Mm-hmm.
Right, exactly, Jamie. I would do it. Wouldn't you? Absolutely.
Have you met me?
You don't know that anything's on the plate with the Dallas Cowboys or any other team. Let's go with Las Vegas, whomever. But they come to you and say, hey, we'll trade up, we'll draft, and I don't know if that's happened or not, but if they did, you can come coach your kid in the pros. Look at LeBron James. He pulled all kinds of strings to get his kid on that team.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah. His kid's horrible.
Yeah, it's not going well.
Yeah, Shamur or whatever his name
Bronny
is.
Bronny Blows.
Yeah.
At least he's good, Shadur.
Yeah.
Shamir? What is it?
Shador.
No, I know I said Shamir. I was like, what does that mean? But wasn't like, is that where Dion left his career? Did he retire from?
He was a Cowboy.
I know he was. Is that where it ended, though?
No, I think he played for the Atlanta Falcons.
Yeah,
didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Didn't he go down there and play for the Falcons for a while?
Uh-huh.
He went back to Atlanta or whatever
kind of
they call
his 49ers. Is legacy
in the 49ers?
Cowboys?
Yeah.
Is that what his legacy is?
Yes. Yeah. He and Jerry Jones are really tight. He loves the Cowboys organization. He has a house in Dallas.
Still, okay.
Yeah, he has that mansion down there that he's owned for years.
Plus, he likes the cheerleaders.
He likes the Dallas cheerleaders. They got the best cheerleaders.
They do.
Business,
you know, they jump up in the air and do the splits.
They're
crazy.
Good.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Have you ever seen that?
Oh, for years.
Oh, my God.
I've been watching.
I watched the documentary. You should watch the documentary.
Did you see the one that got hit with that football
the
other day?
Yeah.
One of the Dallas cheerleaders got clocked the other day with a
smoke.
Oh my God! It almost knocked her out.
Really?
Yeah.
It was a harsh hit.
Somebody, one of the players, he threw a pass, did he? And he overshot the
receiver.
Was it a kickoff?
Yeah.
All right, a kickoff. The ball goes flying out of bounds. The guy reaches up to catch it. He misses it, and it clocks her right in the head.
Well, she should be looking.
She has her back to the game because she's dancing to the sideline.
She's got to entertain the crowd, you know. She doesn't have time to watch football games.
I feel so bad for those Dallas Cowboy cheerleaders. If you watch the documentary, they are just broken because they have to jump up in the air and land in the splits. And someone pull like hamstrings and tear them. And then they have no insurance and they get paid like a penny on every game. I mean, it is a crap job.
They make like $100 a game.
It's awful. They can't afford anything, and then they're just broken with no insurance.
The players are out there making $250,000 a play.
Exactly.
She's making $100
to
show up.
It's so sad, isn't it?
It's brutal.
Hey, I have a question.
Pretty brutal.
My girlfriends, I wasn't watching, but I guess they all my girlfriends in the feed, they teared up and somebody sang at a football game last night or something.
Yeah, sorry.
Who was it? National anthem?
Her name was Rachel something. I forgot what her name was.
My girlfriend group, they cried.
And why?
I don't know.
She cried.
They said they cried because she cried. Here's me. I wrote in the group, I don't know what you guys are watching, but Paul's getting his ass kicked on Jeopardy.
Yeah. The girl cried at the end.
Oh.
She was singing the national anthem. Yeah. And I mean, it was okay, but it wasn't that movie.
Well, they were all talking about it on my feed.
Yeah,
and I was going,
I don't know.
I go, well, apparently there's a game going on that I didn't know about. And they said, well, it was a makeup game. And then they're like, oh my God, I cried too. And all I know is I was watching Jeopardy and Paul, I mean, literally got his ass kicked.
Yeah.
It was
Paul
so sad. Oh God.
Poor Paul.
It was sad.
I was pulling for Paul.
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.